WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Friday to you. Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, and we'll have our fun Friday question coming up in just a bit. But hope that you had a good Thursday. Hope that you had a $10,000 Thursday. You'll find out if you get a phone call today, but we certainly saw an increase in the number of people that were entering our Money Talks cash code contest yesterday because of the $10,000 prize. We also saw an increase in people who were sending the codes in on app chat. So you don't want to do that. You want to put them in on the page that says Win Cash when you open the app. Instead of hitting the app chat button, hit the Win Cash button. And then in there, you'll see the boxes for every hour to put them in. That's the way to do it. But today we'll be giving away $1,000. And you will get 10 new codes to try to win that. The first code comes your way in the 8 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. And I think most of the people who have been playing this, at least from what I can see, they've been pretty consistent. They've been getting all 10 codes in or close to it every day. But you don't need to have all the codes. Because it could take just one entry could win you $1,000 today. So we have a lot that we can discuss today, and I just want to warn you, I've been sneezing, so if I go silent for a second, it's probably that. I think I could get something tickling my nose here a little bit, so I got to figure out what that is. But I'll try not to sneeze in your ear. If I do, I apologize in advance. But we do have a lot that we can discuss, and we will have our Fun Friday question, which will allow you to interact with us on our Facebook page, on our app chat option, open line voicemails on the app, and of course by calling 508-996-0500. We put up a video yesterday on our Facebook page, a reel, as the kids call them today. No, that's actually what Facebook calls them. But kind of showing you in advance of what you can expect if you visit the Plymouth Bay Winery. You hear me talk about it here on the program because I've gone there quite a bit. And we have a deal coming up on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. We're going to have a deal, $40 to Plymouth Bay Winery for just $20. But we wanted you to get a chance to see what it's like and all the different things you can get and that you can experience there. So that'll give you kind of a sneak peek. And then I do have an article I'm working on, probably from Monday, to give you a little bit more information and some photos that I took. But I was talking with somebody yesterday, of course, bowling night. People come up and have conversations with me. And they said, I actually like better when the seize the deals are the QR codes. And we're trying to do more of those because it makes it easier for us to get them to you. But if you ever have any trouble figuring that out and how to use it, just reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. And that goes to whether you are, trying to redeem one because you purchased it, or even if you work in a restaurant that takes them and you're not sure what to do and, the the manager's not sure what to do and you just need a little bit more instruction, happy to help. But that's the future of the seize the deal, so that you can get it right away. As soon as you purchase it, it gets sent to you, and then you can use it that day as opposed to waiting for someone to mail it out to you. Now, there's going to be times when I'm broadcasting from somewhere, and maybe the deal goes on sale at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m., and you buy it, and then you can come down and join me before the broadcast is over using that deal. So that's the we're trying to, you know, in an instant world, we're trying to deliver as instantly as we can. So if you heard the news at the top of the hour, the peace deal is in effect here, at least the beginning stages of it. That's a good thing. I know people say, oh, Tim can't give Donald Trump credit for anything. Well, of course I can. If, you know, if this holds and this lasts, you get all the credit in the world for this. But he's not getting the Nobel Peace Prize, at least not this time around. But I saw a lot of people that were upset about that and complaining about that because they announced who was going to win it. And I would just say to the people who are upset about that, I think that this decision-making process is more than just something that took the last couple of days. So it wasn't like this peace agreement was on the table as something that they were considering. That would be, you know, it's kind of like you don't want to release a movie like a week before the Oscars and then expect that it's going to be nominated for an Oscar that year. You know, it's going to be the next year. And so, especially because you want to see how it lasts. So I wouldn't be too upset. It doesn't mean that Donald Trump wouldn't win it. It just means that it wouldn't, obviously, you know, it's not going to be 3 days after he broke this peace agreement. So, but if you want to talk about that, 508-996-0500. There's a number of outlets that have been reporting, and you've probably seen it going around social media, that when there was a person who was arrested in New Bedford last week, I think it was last week, we reported on it here, they were slumped over in the car, and this person had a firearm on them. And there's an investigation now, and they're trying to figure out why that firearm was registered to a New Bedford police officer. Not their service weapon, but something that was their own personal weapon. And so the investigation is ongoing to try to figure out why that they had that gun. And, you know, the police probably know more than the details that have been released. But before people are jumping to conclusions, it could be, you know, maybe this gun was stolen, although you would think that a police officer would know how to store a gun so that it wouldn't be stolen, but maybe it was stolen. Maybe somebody in the family, you know, took it out of where it was kept and sold it for cash. You know, there's a lot of different things that could have happened, but we'll keep an eye on that and see what comes of it. Of course, that doesn't stop people from speculating on social media. Also, the Standard Times has a story today, southcoasttoday.com, about Chris Cotter hasn't filed any of the financial declarations for his city council candidacy. He says he's working to rectify that, but he didn't take in or spend any money. But, you know, it is election season, so everything is under a microscope. And nobody does that better, by the way, than Chris McCarthy. He's going to be out again today. When he comes back, likely on Monday, he can explain to you, you know, why he was out. But he's good. He's okay. Was texting with him. So, but nobody is better at that, going through the Office of Campaign and Political Finance documents and figuring out who's doing what and what. I mean, he sees the numbers and the paperwork that's filed, and he can make assumptions about what's going on based on all of his years working in political campaigns. But then he also has the connections to call and say, well, hey, what do you know about this? And what's going on with this? And he's a watchdog, really. That's the word to use when it comes to people's campaigns and who contributes to them and how the money is spent. So I know that he's probably just sitting there looking through all this stuff with lots to talk about when he comes back. So Brian Thomas will be in for him this morning, and then that means Brian will be off again tonight, because it is a lot to ask him to come in, do 3 hours, and then, you know, you can take a couple hours off and then you're coming back for another hour show. Like, just have your day be over. So we'll have the full Howie Carr show for you. We'll just have the first hour at 6 p.m. I know it's a little bit weird, but it's better to carry it live from from 3 to 6 so that you have the opportunity to call in. If we just said, okay, well, we'll start at 3 o'clock with the first hour that actually Howie airs at 2, you wouldn't be able to call in and interact with Howie, and things wouldn't be nearly as fun for you. So that's why we shifted the way that we do. 508-996-0500. I've got to get my first break of the morning in today. We will take calls, app chat messages, open line voicemails. I will have that fun Friday question for you. I was thinking about today, it might be people's quirks. I think that might, you know, quirks, weirdness. I mean, I use the word weird like a badge of honor, so I don't like to use that in a strange way. I think being weird, you know, being your own individual person and following your own interests no matter what people might think about it. I mean, you hear me. I get flack from people calling in about believing in ghosts. It's okay if you don't believe in ghosts. Ghosts believe in you. But I don't judge anybody based on whether or not they believe. But people want to judge me. But anyway, you know, I think weird is a term that is more endearing than it is dividing. So that's why I'll use the term quirk. Like, what quirky things about you? It could be like superstitious. It could be things that are, you know, maybe even a little OCD. When I worked in the diner and I was washing dishes, I had to put the silverware into the container that it would run through the dishwasher in a certain order. It had to be forks, spoons, knives. I don't know. Is that OCD or is that just a quirk? But maybe we'll go down that path today. It might be fun to hear what makes other people tick. So 508-996-0500, we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. I've loved and cared for rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals for over 140 years. Adopting an animal in need can help save a life and add a new member to your family. Since 1981, American Humane has celebrated Adopt a Dog Month each October in an effort to help the estimated 3 to 4 million animals waiting in shelters every year to get the loving forever home that they deserve. I urge you to consider fostering or adopting a shelter pet and to support the noble mission of American Humane. Together, we can make a significant difference in the lives of these loving creatures. For more information, please check out AmericanHumane.org.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
A Texas death row inmate gets an extra week alive. Beef prices on the rise, and Amazon to launch pharmacy kiosks at medical offices.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
La Nina has arrived, and it could impact fall and winter weather. Also, the hurricane season. La Nina is the flip side of El Nino, bringing colder temperatures due to cooler than average Pacific Ocean water. Here in the U.S., it brings more precipitation, including possible snowstorms in the Northeast and likely winter dryness in the South. Unfortunately, it also can turbocharge the tail end of the 2025 hurricane season. Forecasters say this La Nina will probably last through February. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has halted next week's planned execution of Robert Roberson, whose shaken baby death case has gained national attention. There has been a bipartisan group of lawmakers who have championed his innocence.
Look at this case and realize there is way too many questions to be answered.
That's State Representative John Busey. This is the third time courts have blocked the execution of Roberson. In the 2002 death of his daughter, new evidence suggests the child died of accidental and natural causes. Louisiana has sued the FDA and is asking for it to rescind a 2023 rule that allows abortion drugs to be mailed into the state. During the pandemic, the FDA allowed mifepristone to be dispensed without an in-person doctor visit. The lawsuit filed on Monday in Lafayette claims the FDA let the COVID-era rule continue after the emergency was over. Americans' public approval of the Department of Homeland Security is on the rise. A new Gallup poll found 42% of respondents said the job being done by DHS was either excellent or good, compared to 32% of respondents. Same about the department last year. Findings marked the biggest jump in public approval among a group of federal agencies in the last year. However, as DHS's public approval rises, polling found a big drop in support for FEMA, with only 26% of respondents agreeing that the agency was doing a good or excellent job. Beef prices are at a record high. Experts say much of this can be blamed on a historic drought that has decreased the size of herds.
That means that those animals that would normally be in the production cycle are not.
That's Gary Joyner with the Texas Farm Bureau. He says the state's beef cattle herd is at the lowest level since 2014, and it comes at a time when demand is high. Americans are looking to eat less processed food and more lean protein. The latest numbers show that ground beef prices are up 12% over last year, steaks up 16%. New research suggesting that plastic water bottles may not be a healthier alternative. A new study published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials found that the average person consumes 39,000 to 52,000 microplastic particles per year, and individuals who drink bottled water regularly ingest up to 90,000 more particles each year than those who drink mainly tap water. Researchers noted that nanoplastics are especially concerning, as they can enter human cells, cross biological barriers, and have the potential to reach organs and tissues. Nanoplastics and microplastics have both been linked to serious and long-term health complications. A new map is revealing what the most popular Halloween candy in different parts of the U.S. are. According to DoorDash, including Ohio and Illinois, favor Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Americans in other parts of the Midwest, like Michigan and Wisconsin, are more likely to grab Twizzlers. Texans favor Trolley Gummies. Floridians seem to love Skittles. Out west in California and Nevada, it's Snickers. Massachusetts is Sour Patch Kids. Taylor Swift's new album has broken the record for first-week album sales. Billboard magazine says The Life of a Showgirl has over 3.5 million units since it was released last week, beating the record set by Adele in 2015 and making it the fastest-selling and streaming album of the modern era. That includes over 1.2 million vinyl records sold.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
It was a win for the Bees in OT last night. Bruins 4, Chicago Blackhawks 3 at the Garden. Sabres visit Boston tomorrow night at 7. Preseason Celtics in Toronto tonight with the Raptors.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
A cold, frosty start early this morning. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature by afternoon rebounding to around 60. Clear, chilly tonight. Lows around 45. Partly sunny, dry, milder on Saturday. 65. Stormy weather on Sunday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
It is Friday morning, Fun Friday here, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. It is 37 degrees outside right now, 37 degrees, and it was definitely cold last night. I thought about, I got to take the air conditioner out of the window over by the kitchen, so I've got to, I'll probably do that tonight. I thought about just pulling it in last night, but here was my thought process. Again, it was late, I was tired. I would come back from bowling, I've barely slept in the last couple of days, so it might not be the most rational thought, but I said, oh, this air conditioner faces right across the driveway from where that giant hornet's nest is, so I wonder if any hornets have kind of been building a nest maybe near my air conditioner, so I got to wait until today so I can take a look at that before I pull it in. And I was like, why? Why would they build a nest across the driveway from their giant nest they already have? So that was the way my mind was working. So I left it in, which was probably not the best thing. But I closed all the other windows and, slept my electric blanket. I'm going to mark on Facebook in a relationship with my electric blanket. But I can do that. I can, have the air conditioner in. I can have the electric blanket running. I can sleep with both that and the heating pad if I want, because I try to keep my home as energy efficient as possible. And upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. So trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And I think now is the time that you want to start to get your home as energy efficient as possible, because this is going to be a rough winter for electric bills, for heat bills. This is going to be a time when some people might hit their breaking point when it comes to this. It's been getting increasingly worse each year. New Bedford Light has a story this morning. I'll just give you the headline here. As Eversource gas bills rise again, legislators target delivery charges and oversight. And that's the problem here. That's what we've got to figure out and get transparency on, because I opened up my gas bill for last month and my gas bill was something like, I don't know, $14. And my delivery charges were like $60. I don't remember if those were the exact numbers, but it was something like that. The delivery charge was like three or four times what the usage was. And maybe I'm just an idiot. Maybe I'm just wrong on this, but should you really be delivering more gas than I'm using? And should it cost more to get it there than it costs to utilize it? And I know somebody's going to call in and talk about the formula and then all the other things that they add in to the delivery charge and all that, and I get that. But they've got to figure out the formula. And listen, I support things like offshore wind. I know many of you don't, but I think we need to look into all of these alternative energy options. And I think we need to have, you know, I'm fine with subsidizing, you know, having a little bit of my bill payment go to helping people become more energy efficient. Because then that means we're using less overall. You know, and we're talking about fractions of pennies per customer. And I think, and because that also means now if I need to have my home become more energy efficient, I want to be able to reach out to Eversource and say, hey, can you send me some of that stuff? Can you send me some of that weather stripping that goes around my door? You know, I don't need enough to call C2S Energy. I just need you to send me those same weather stripping foams that you send to other people. Or, you know, send me one of those power strips or whatever it is that they're supplying people with at that time. But I want to know where the rest of that money is going. I want to know what, you know, like, for example, the part of the reason we're paying so much money is because Eversource had to do a massive upgrade of all of its energy delivery, all of its electrical lines. If you remember a couple of years ago, they had the, it was, I don't even think it was like a what's the word for the storms in the winter? A bombogenesis or blizzard or any of those things. I don't even think it was a storm that serious, but we had a snowstorm that knocked out power for people, and some were without power for weeks in the middle of winter. And so it became I don't want to say emergency, but it became a very necessary thing to start upgrading some of these. And I remember because at the time, you know, I lived in an area where we lost power quite a bit, because we had a lot of trees that had gone into the power line. So if it got too windy, a power line got taken out. Now, I also lived in an area where there were some S-curves leading to where I lived, going around Cranberry Bogs. People were forever hitting the pole. Thankfully, most people were okay, but they would hit the pole, knock the pole down, power would go out to the entire area. Not much you can do about that, I guess, except do more to try to get people to slow down. But when it came to the brush and all of that, we needed that to get trimmed back. And it took being without power for 2 weeks, 15 days, for them to finally come up and start trimming those trees down. So, yeah, there was a lot of that factored into some of this. But shouldn't that eventually be paid off? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Maybe you could drop off their check. And minus $50 for your delivery fee for dropping the check off.
Yeah.
You know, just call it even. That's crazy money. I can't imagine that they're charging that much just for delivery. And can you explain that? Is that because it's being delivered from maybe another state, the power, the gas, or whatever? Is that what the delivery fee is about?
So when we had Eversource, I had someone from Eversource on the show a while back to kind of try to break this down and explain it. And I still didn't really explain it any better. But basically, that covers everything because they're limited in what they and how much they can charge for the energy itself. They have to make up all the other things that it costs them in that delivery charge. So that's handling. Sorry, go ahead.
It's like another tax or like another way to steal in a way, sort of. I mean, like they can't just categorize all in one instead of calling it a delivery fee.
Well, it's like look at it like this. Like if you went out to a restaurant and ordered breakfast and they said, we're going to just sell you all the food at cost. So you're paying like 22 cents for your eggs and you're paying like 11 cents for your potatoes and whatever. But then they hit you with a massive, you know, it's $9 for us to bring this over to your table. Like that's what it is. They're trying to make it seem like they're cutting the prices for you on the food as much as they can and making it as affordable as possible. But then they've got to make their money somehow.
Right, I get it. I think they'd be better off just to say it is what it is instead of, you know, a delivery fee. It almost sounds like a scam, sort of, you know. But and I get it. They got to make, they're a business. They have expenses. And they're not in business to lose money either. I understand that. But man, it's definitely expensive now. Like I've never seen it. But hey, this is New England, and it's always tight here in the winter. All of our utilities bills always go up in the winter. But I think, like you said, it's going to be a lot worse this winter for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we can all get a couple of extra sweaters, maybe.
That's all there is to it. All right. Keep up the good work, man.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
And so I just opened up my bill online because I wanted to have the accurate numbers. So apparently that was not, I was looking at the previous year's numbers when I was saying the 14 and the 60. So last, because I was like, that seems like a lot. I don't remember like using that much gas. I was like, did I take a lot of showers or something? But taking a look here at my actual bill from Eversource. So this was, well, this one here is a statement date of 9/16. That's what I've got here in front of me. That's the one that I opened. So for that 30-day period, my gas supply was $5.51. That's how much gas I used, $5.51. My delivery charge was $35.41. So that's roughly 7 times. Now I'm sure there's a minimum threshold for the delivery. There's probably at least a minimum amount that it gets charged. But still. So now I've got a $40 bill, $40.92. But almost all of that is delivery charge. And the same thing is happening to people who, you know, I believe it was Chris Thrasher who was telling Chris McCarthy. He has a place that all he had on was a pilot light in a heater. And, you know, he got a $90 bill for that. And it's because it was delivery charges, not because it was gas usage. Didn't turn it on. People who have, vacation properties or cottages or something, and they're like, we're not using electricity. We don't leave anything turned on, except for we've got the refrigerator running, and we have a motion sensor light if anybody comes up to the door. And then they get a $100 bill for the month, you know? When I first moved into this place, my gas bill was $11. And in fact, I was proud of myself because that first year that I lived there, through that first winter, I never got the monthly gas bill up over $75, $80. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Well, then the next year, that became $150. And I don't even know what it's going to be this year. So, yeah, there's definitely a need for more transparency. So I do applaud, I've got to read this story a little bit more in depth from the light, but I do applaud legislators targeting delivery charges and oversight, but also, where have you been the last couple of years? 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments.
Wake up! Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Welcome back in. And if you're thinking about maybe going out to eat tonight or sometime this weekend, well, Think about Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. Brack's Grill and Tap is the premier bar and grill for elevated cuisine in a casual, relaxed setting. So you can have family dinner, you can have that special date night, or you can just have a get together with friends to watch the game. Brack's has something for everyone and every occasion. You can choose from 24 beers on tap or sip the finest scotches, bourbons, and whiskeys, all at Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton or Brockton and the all-new Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. You can follow them on Facebook for menu specials and events, and you can get more at BracksGrillAndTap.com. But I just went to the Brack's Grill and Tap Taunton Facebook page because I said, gee, I wonder what they've got going now that they'll have the fall specials out. And check it out. First of all, if you're looking for something to drink, one of my favorites over there is the Bourbon Apple Cider. It's Jim Beam Honey with apple cider, lemon juice, and a cinnamon sugar rim. But you can also, if you like pumpkin beer, which I do, you can get the Drunken Pumpkin. You can get it's vanilla or caramel vodka poured into a Shipyard pumpkin beer, also with a cinnamon sugar rim. How about for an appetizer? Buffalo chicken donuts. Two crispy buffalo chicken donuts topped with buffalo ranch and blue cheese crumbles. I got to go there and see what that's all about. And special entrees include the turkey pilgrim sandwich, you know, oven roasted turkey served in a grilled braided roll with homemade stuffing, cranberry sauce, and turkey gravy. But this one is the one that caught my eye. Maple mustard chicken. Grilled chicken breast topped with maple mustard sauce topped with warm apple and roasted squash. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So again, check them out. You can follow along on the Facebook pages, Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. All right, I got to get another break in here. Looking at the, yeah, I got to get this one in. So we'll be back in a few moments. All right, that is going to do it for this hour.